Alexandra Bajana never knows when the next prison riot will break out. She lives across the street from Guayaquil's infamous state penitentiary.
From over there, you can hear the victims' screams, the cries for help. It's terrifying. And when the prisoners explode dynamite, you jump from the bed.
Late last year, it took police days to enter the penitentiary after 118 inmates were hacked to death and set on fire in a battle between rival drug gangs. Ecuador has become a sanctuary for the multi-billion dollar narcotics trade. It's run from prisons like this one by local drug lords, but also by international criminal organizations like Albania's Compañía Belo. Its leader is alleged to be controlling the export of tons of cocaine from this Ecuadorian jail where he's serving a 13-year sentence. It all starts here. We went on a patrol with Special Forces Police in Guayaquil, where gang violence is soaring.
Neighborhoods like this one provide the cannon fodder for criminal organizations. People who live in poverty and who have little hope of ever finding a dignified job are willing and able to help criminal organizations from abroad export their wares from Ecuador to the rest of the world.
Ecuador's geographic position and the use of the U.S. dollar for its currency make it ideal for drug cartels. Luscious tropical fruits, especially bananas, are exported from Guayaquil's Pacific ports to Europe, Asia, and Russia. So far this year, more than 300 tons of cocaine have been confiscated in cargo. But Ecuadorian experts estimate that's less than 30% of what gets through. Small fishing boats like these and homemade submarines also take Colombian cocaine north. It's a short trip from Guayaquil to Central America and Mexico, from where the Sinaloa and Gulf cartels take the cargo across the U.S. border. Security Minister Diego Ordóñez tells us that years of permissiveness, tolerance, and corruption have made all this possible.
The problem is that the narcotics trade has penetrated politics. It's penetrated the administration of justice. That's why I say we are facing a serious threat to the very stability of the state.
The government has imposed a month-long state of emergency in the Guayaquil area, but that will clearly be insufficient to address the crisis, much less the social problems that nourish it. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Guayaquil, Ecuador.